Hey there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We are in Psalm 147 in the New International Reader's Version, NIRV, and this is what it says. Praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God. How pleasant and right it is to praise Him. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the scattered people of Israel. He heals those who have broken hearts. He cares for their wounds. He decides how many stars there should be. He gives each one of them a name. Great is our Lord. His power is mighty. There is no limit to His understanding. The Lord gives strength to those who aren't proud, but He throws evil people down to the ground. Sing to the Lord and give Him grateful praise. Make music to our God on the harp. He covers the sky with clouds. He supplies the earth with rain. He makes grass grow on the hills. He provides food for the cattle. He provides for the young ravens when they cry out. He doesn't take pleasure in the strength of horses. He doesn't take delight in the strong legs of warriors. The Lord takes delight in those who have respect for Him. They put their hope in His faithful love. Jerusalem, praise the Lord. Zion, praise your God. He makes the metal bars of your gates stronger. He blesses the people who live inside you. He keeps your borders safe and secure. He satisfies you with the finest wheat. He sends His command to the earth. His word arrives there quickly. He spreads the snow like wool. He scatters the frost like ashes. He throws down His hail like pebbles. No one can stand His icy blast. He gives His command and the ice melts. He stirs up His winds and the waters flow. He has made His word known to the people of Jacob. He has made His laws and rules known to Israel. He hasn't done that for any other nation. They don't know His laws. Praise the Lord. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, it is good to sing praises to You, and it is pleasant and right to praise You. So we just take this moment right now to extol You. I'll just use all those Christian words. Extol You, bless You, praise You, worship You, lift my hands up to You, because You are worthy of my praise. Lord, I thank You so much that You've decided how many stars there should be. And as I look at the night sky, I think, well, there's a lot of stars, and You've given them each a name. So the thing that popped into my head while I was reading that was just on the other side, new heavens, new earth, You will be able to give us tours of the stars and tell us each of those names. How interesting and cool will that be? Lord, I love verse 3. He heals those who have broken hearts. He takes care of their wounds. So I pray for my friend listening today who has a broken heart. And it feels like it will never be whole again. In fact, the wound is gaping and it's seeping and it's bleeding and it needs repair. It needs dressing. It needs stitches. It needs a bandage. It needs rest. Lord, would You give my friend rest from their enemies? Would You give them rest from the strife that they're walking through? I particularly pray for those who are battered in their marriages and cannot seem to find a way through. Lord, make a way for them. Make a way for them to find a way to safety. I pray that You would heal their broken hearts. A lot of times, broken hearts don't heal in the middle of the situation where their heart's continually broken. I think about my own journey from Washington State to Texas and then to France and back to Texas again, but it was necessary for me to move away from my family of origin in order to finally heal. I needed the physical distance. And I needed the perspective that that gave me to be able to really heal from the past, because otherwise I was too in the middle of it and too enmeshed in it to be able to have that discernment. And so, Lord, I pray for my friend who's in a difficult situation. I pray radically that You would remove them, bring them to a place of safety, and heal their hearts. Lord, there is no limit to Your understanding. Your power is mighty. You will give strength to those who aren't proud, which I love that verse. You give to those who are humble, and You lift those from the dust who are humble, because we know our need for You. And so, Lord, if we are prideful, if we're stuck up, if we think we're all that in a bag of chips, Lord, we choose to humble ourselves under your mighty hand that you might exalt us at the proper time. We choose to take the lowest seat at the banquet table because we know that you will bring us up at the proper time. We choose to humble ourselves before you and worship at your footstool because you are mighty and worthy of our praise. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's episode is brought to you by Mary R. Snyder. Now, she has a pretty amazing bio. She has had over 20 years of experience on the stage. She is a professional speaker. She has been helping events behind the stage, and she also books some of the most influential speakers of our time. She has a podcast called Take the Stage Podcast, and you can find out more at her website, maryrsnyder.com. But if you are a speaker and you want to know like what kind of speaker you are, she will help you. There is a website called yourspeakerquiz.com, and you can find out exactly what kind of speaker you are. And she also trains other speakers at activatespeakers.com. So if that's something that you really feel like God's poking you about and saying you really need to take it to the next level or really step out into your speaking, check out activatespeakers.com. Mary, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And if you'd like to be a sponsor on Pray Every Day, you can email my assistant, Kristen. Her email is newsletter@marydemuth.com.